just something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It's Monday. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, and we are rolling along, ready to go for the new week and all the crap that comes with it. A good weekend in Vegas, and then you land and all the garbage happens, and you're watching TV like, come on. Can't you have any fun throwing money around and being American all weekend long, and then you got to come home to this nonsense? So, anyway, hashtag whatever that is, and then we move on, I suppose. I don't know. It's just part of what we deal with. The nightmare.
It's become that common that we just, it has to wash over us now?
You put a hashtag on it. You add the city name. The word strong. We think about it for a couple
roll,
days.
It doesn't roll, though. San Antonio strong?
I don't, is it San Antonio? No. Do they get credit just because they're a major metropolitan area? Nearby?
Sutherland Springs strong.
This is like hashtag Maricopa strong.
Right. That shooter's from my wife's hillbilly hometown.
Is that right?
Hey. Alamogordo.
He's an Alamogordo boy. Yeah, it's it was
in Holloman Air Force Base there.
Bleh. So, yeah, try to choke that news down today, although we are getting... The good news is, silver lining, we're starting to get numb to it. So we can live our lives normally without thinking. It's awful. It's just awful. One week after another, it seems like we got something else brewing. So, yeah, there's your Monday morning fun stuff. Because it makes it kind of like hard to come in here and scream out how incredibly dumb we were all weekend long with Vegas. The KUPD Vegas staff trip happened on Friday.
Vegas made some money.
Vegas did all right. It always does, Brady. That's you can't worry about that. You have to come away and say, oh, well, I had fun. I spent a lot for my entertainment. Vegas is always going to make money. But, yeah, it was a good time. Larry is maybe still up there. We're not sure if our boss Larry came back or not.
Nobody kept track of him?
He was hiding the entire time or something. I'm not sure. They have some sort of a pot cave he went into, and we didn't see him for 48 hours. It was pretty impressive. And our own overnight girl, Brett Vesley, had an opportunity to have sex with one of Larry's family members and turned it down. It was just a rough weekend all the way around.
Quitter.
Brady stayed out till, what, like 1 or 2 in the morning on Friday night?
That was impressive.
It was amazing, yeah. Did a great thing. And you'll see on our Facebook page that we went and saw Mike Tyson's one-man show, his second one-man show, round 2 of Undisputed Truth. And I had the pleasure of shaking hands with the champ and getting a photo because we had a meet and greet.
And, you had a good talk?
Yeah, Mike is missing for me. He's MIA, man. He's got there's nobody home. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen is everybody's going up there. They give you all the rules. Like, all right, no pictures. You don't need to, no selfies, no nothing. You're not going to do that. We'll take the photo. Come up, say hi, and you're done. So we're all standing like, oh, this would be fun. So you get on stage. It's not like you're going to clog it up for hours or anything. But I had my boxing trainer, Pete Chavez, over at Chavez Boxing, had one of Mike Tyson's pigeons land at his gym. And they know that because they're tagged. And then he asked, like, oh, it's a tag ring. This is from the Tyson thing. This is one of the older ones. And it's been around. So he's got a picture of it. And he's like, what are the odds of Mike Tyson's bird rolling into my gym? That's just, he knows boxing. This bird hangs around the lifestyle. So I go up on stage and there's Mike Tyson. And I'm like, hey, champ, what's going on? Shake hands with him. I'm like, my boxing trainer back in Phoenix has one of your pigeons. And I showed him the picture of the pigeon. And I swear to God, I've spoken to people who don't speak English who've given me a less confused face than, hi, champ, here's one of your pigeons. Remember your pigeons? Just stared at me. And then I got this strange pat on my back and his head turned like a cocker spaniel. And we just stared at each other for a second. And I started to laugh. I'm like, because I'm like, he's dead inside. There's nothing. I can do whatever I want here. And then, and then the guy goes, all right, over here. We turn and look, and I'm still kind of giggling, which was why I look like a maniacal lunatic in the photo. And then he just pats me on the back, and he's still holding my hand. And we just stared at each other, and I'm like, okay. And the lady that was with us, Erica, goes, oh, my God, that was weird. And she's, like, right there. Like, she's on stage.
I figured out why.
Why Mike Tyson is brain dead?
Yeah, he's not responding. The earpiece was out.
Yeah. Well, there was nobody to tell him what to say. Yeah. Right, yeah.
He's such a robot now.
Yeah, well, that was it during the stage thing.
Yeah, even somebody in life.
That must be
it. He was like that kid on, was it the Man Show, or they'd send him out on the street?
Only less, the kid was a better actor. But Erica said the same thing. I'm like, what did he say to you? And she goes, nothing. He just looked at me. And I'm like, that's all he did to me. And I actually, I put words out, like a sentence.
Did you see other people meeting him?
Yeah, the whole thing was the same.
How many were there?
Probably about 14 or 15.
And so he never said anything to any of them?
No. And we all, as we were walking out, you heard other people going, he didn't say, like, hello or anything. It's like, that was weird. There wasn't a soul that got off that stage that didn't turn to another guy and go, that was strange.
Maybe when he got right off the stage, he just started popping pills and
he was
chugging alcohol real quick.
That was the one thing that Erica and I both said, is looking eye to eye with him, being that close to Iron Mike, was that the eyes were medicated. Like, not necessarily, he might have been weed, but he was just definitely not. He might have gone backstage and just taken, like, a load of something.
Well, that x-ray of his back, I can understand it.
Oh, yeah, he's got some pins in his back now. He's not doing too well.
You should have said you were the son of the promoter he knocked out in the UK with the English accent.
Right. Well, hello, how are you, Mike? Michael, you punched my father out, and you talk about it in the show.
He would have been talking then.
Nope, I don't think so. Brady, I think whatever was going on in his system made words just beeps and whistles.
Little beeping, whistling bird person.
Laughing like a hyena.
It was weird. It was just the strangest meet and greet of, I mean, very strange. Like, your thing with Martha Paulbacken from In This Moment was like, at least she was animated a little. Like, she'd move.
Yeah.
Mike was like, I was like shaking hands with a Disney animatron or a cardboard cutout. And it just did this strange, like,
nobody's home.
It was a metronome pat. It wasn't like a, hey, man, you know, when you see somebody and you give them a pat on the shoulder and it's kind of human. It was his hand just going bump, 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 bump in rhythm the whole time we're shaking hands. And then I looked at him and I said, hey, look at that. Got the pigeon and it's at his gym. It found his boxing gym. Just looked at the phone. He looked at me. Nothing. No expression. Nothing. His hand is still just in. I just, that half a beat between, like, expecting someone to go weird or, oh, what, really? Where do you box? Or, you know, not like he's getting a conversation with. But there was not even a huh. Just continually patting me, stared at me for a little bit.
It could have been worse.
No goodbye. No, I guess he could have started swinging.
He could have really aided you.
To be honest with you. Bad impression.
The way it...
it was, though.
Okay.
The way it all went down, I don't think I'd have been afraid of him swinging. I really don't. I mean, unless he was just in a blind rage, but I don't think he had any strength left. Like, a swing would have taken him like a half hour to work through the mud he lives in. It was so weird.
And it's funny because he tells a story of times of he's getting a photo, trying to get a photo with someone else. Mm-hmm. And he gets like the Michael Jackson story,
right.
The whole thing.
Yeah, trying to get pictures
and
of other people.
And he turns around and does it to the
end. And then he's got the strangest way to handle a meeting. Or maybe he's just uncomfortable. I am in full laugh there because that was right after he and I had stared at each other for a minute. And I just go, because I couldn't control the laugh. Like, he's not. There's nobody there. I'm speaking to a Russian diplomat at that very moment in the picture. And
you guys look like you're having a great time.
We're matched. Our clothes match. We're smiling. I am having a great time. I'm laughing hysterically as former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson in the photo. And that is a cardboard cutout. That's a cardboard cutout. That is not human.
It almost does look like
it. It's not human. It was weird. And I don't know why, but it was weird. Maybe he's just tired. No, and then the one guy kept saying, Champ just got off a plane from New York. Champ just got off a plane from New York. No, he didn't. Just watched him perform for 2 hours. He's been here for about 4 or 5 hours.
It didn't have an early show? Or?
Yeah, he was all right. I maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just one show.
Just the 10 o'clocker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Well.
So that's poor scheduling. That's not my fault. He can't muster up a hey, thanks or something like that to all the people that spent. I mean, I didn't do it because I got a free ticket, but $300 a ticket for the meet and greet to watch a very odd show in a comedy club with Mike Tyson and then...
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
That it had the biggest security I think I've ever seen.
Oh, huge.
The size of those black dudes.
The dude standing behind the cameraman. Like, right as I'm in this photo, I'm looking at the cameraman. The flash goes off, and the image of Chewbacca standing behind that cameraman. Like, what is that thing?
All right, everybody, shuffle on over here.
Shuffle what? Okay, we are to shuffle this direction because Chewbacca's bigger brother said so. This dude was massive.
Need a ladder to throw a punch at him.
Yeah, it was huge.
A bunch of people in the photo here are asking if he's on a box or on Brady's shoulders.
Well, I'm kind
of
built
no
down
way
just
you
a bit.
Guys are yeah, the same height.
He's not. He's 5'10". I'm only 6 feet tall. Okay. He's 5'10". He's a couple inches different, but I'm kind of leaning in a little.
He just looks small when he's fighting because he fought heavyweights.
He fought 6'5" guys, yeah. But first they were normal sized, and then as his career progressed, they realized if we don't get the biggest, baddest effers in here, this guy's going to trounce everybody, and he turned out he had an easier time with tall guys. But yeah, I mean, he's 5'10". He's a short champion. But
plus that back injury shrunk him up a little
bit.
Well,
no, they're saying he looks I look short, but I'm kind of slouched in there to lean into the photo, so just a little bit of a waist bent. But, yeah, that was a weird – that was just I walk away from Vegas you know, down some money, the typical Vegas story. Had a good time, but the weirdest part of my weekend was definitely that. That and the fact that Brett didn't get laid, Larry didn't get laid, Shannon didn't get laid. All the guys who were single and standing up there in Vegas, not a one of them even dabbled in it. And I sat next to two girls at the Aria Casino as they sat at a slot machine not playing. And one just said, I just think it stinks because all the guys here are just here to hook up. And then there's this pause, and they don't say anything. And the other girl goes, yeah, but so are we. And it was just their kind of sad moment of...
Yeah, but it's different.
Yeah, but we're women who couldn't f*** in Vegas. That's a tough thing to swallow. Because if you're a girl who can't get laid in Vegas, you got to do some sort of Khloe Kardashian revenge body challenge. Or there's something that you have to rethink everything. A woman in Vegas who can't get laid is... And trying and depressed about it.
Well,
how
hard are they trying?
That's what I'm saying.
Are they sitting in a bar waiting for guys to hit on them?
You don't. Yes, and that's the way it should be. And it should. If you can't get, if a girl wants to get laid in Vegas, she's getting. It's happening. It's occurring. Because all she has to do is wander over and go, "What are you boys doing tonight?" Oh my goodness, this is one of the guys is going to take advantage of it. If she'd have come over and Brett and Shannon and Larry were there, I'd have been like, "Come on, she's begging for it." I got some IT work to do. Shannon had a banana thing. He had to, like, carve up a banana smoothie that takes about 6 hours. And
We did go to get frozen yogurt late Saturday night with Shannon.
That's Vegas.
And he comes around the corner and he sees, ooh, they have juice. I'm like, who's ever said
yeah,
that? Ooh,
nobody.
They have juice.
In the middle of the night.
At midnight.
Yeah. Not happening. Yeah, that was kind of a weird one. But yeah, it was a good time. What are you going to do? I was approached by a hooker. Early Saturday morning,
which
was
a couple.
Just a girl in a red dress.
I made eye contact with one.
She
I'm like,
flat started
I wasn't
speaking
sure
to me.
At first. I'm like, oh, I can't look at you.
When you're in high limits slots, the hookers are very aggressive. And this one told me she thought I'd probably have a nice and said, okay, thank you. I don't know how to respond to that.
Did
thank
you get
you,
pricing
ma'am.
Just for fun?
No.
Yeah. I would want to know their chart.
We need a
chart
sheet. Yeah.
Well, I know the classier ones are about $100 an hour.
I imagine they would go bigger in the high limit room.
Actually, it's like, $500 an hour.
It increases in the high limit room, but if you find them on the floor, it's a lot less.
Yeah, the floor hookers are definitely cheaper.
Well, she was a floor hooker before she walked into the high limit room.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. She was a floor hooker in the high limit room. But yeah, she was all right. She was younger than I, you know, she's like fairly young, and I kind of looked, you know, like she's lived some life. But yeah, she
500, you think?
Well, I know that from one of them before. Threw out
she
some
told,
pricing.
She threw
which,
out
we
the
talked
pricing?
About she, where she was talking about her flowers, and it was four green ones, and then five if I wanted to go, like, do other stuff. And I'm like, no thanks. This is all gross, because it's 4 a.m. I'm like your 8th client, probably. I'm not interested in being the second.
3/4 full.
Yeah. Yeah, your tank is almost all the way up. That's enough of you.
That's all you kept saying all weekend when you said, look at her. She's full up.
She is full up of that stuff. You see those girls walking with their heels off at 3 in the morning? I'm like,
that one girl we saw that was bow-legged. I was like, whoa.
Full up. That one has been, that tank is tapped. Put the nozzle back in and just hit no on receipt. It's all full up. Anyway, the Vegas had its moments. A lot of drinking, a lot of headaches and stuff, but we did it. And our challenge, Eric almost made it through the whole just liquid diet challenge for the
first
day.
That's awful. Well, it was great. You combine that with, I had a bad day Friday gambling.
Yeah, you were losing, too.
So I was like, why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah.
If I'm going to lose double all punishment. My money, at least I'm going to have a piece of pizza.
Because you can't drink all day unless you start drinking first thing in the morning. And that's what we did. We started right off the bat. I made it all the way to about 2:30 when Fitz brought in weird quesadilla.
You got a quesadilla at a taco shop?
Street quesadilla.
Oh, okay.
Street quesadilla.
Do you want do you want that? Like, I'll eat half that quesadilla. It was just a little, like a pizza slice of quesadilla. And that was all I had until breakfast rolled around the next day. But it was a good time, just liquid dieting all the way through Friday. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I might do that more often.
Started out with a bang, too. Left my phone on the plane.
Oh, yeah, and Brady forgot his phone on the plane. We started to wonder, however, if that wasn't part of the ploy.
It's a great way to die.
It's a great way to go vapor in Vegas.
You can sleep all day in your hotel room and not have to worry.
Nobody can find me.
So Brady's first few minutes at the hotel was trying to find a car to go to the Verizon store and get himself a new phone, which didn't arrive till the next day.
Which the Verizon store was in such a beautiful part of.
Oh, no, there's a lot
always
of right outside
the closest
of
one.
But the, we started thinking like, oh, that sucks, and we felt bad for you. And then we're like, wait a tick. This is Brady's quick way of getting out of doing all the bad stuff. So you probably napped all day, and that's why you were so up for the 2 a.m. run, which is smart.
How could I nap all day? We went right from here to...
You were pretty... No, I'm just saying, when you go all day. Day in Vegas starts at like 5 p.m. And then you go until when we saw you again at 10. It was pretty. It was a pretty impressive 2 a.m. run, but we questioned it. You were all day Saturday. We couldn't find you. And it was like, this is smooth. This is a smooth maneuver. He's willing to throw his phone away in order to not get involved in all this drinking. So you did good. Proud of you. And let's get ourselves a wake-up song, shall we? On a day where everybody's just kind of like, not again. Trying to have a fun life and everything else and just kind of inundated with nonsense. So let's try to forget about that, shall we? 602-260-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
From the new ACUNA.com studios, this is the Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD Tempe Phoenix.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.